private eyes. We're a very lot, and none of us have ever looked like Benedict Bloody Cumberbatch. Some of us do insurance work. Some of us like to hide out at hotels waiting for wayward wives or husbands to engage in compromising activities. Some of us chase down runaways. A few of us chase down criminals. And then there are a few who chase things that are the stuff of nightmares. I take the stuff of nightmare jobs. The sign on my cathedral apartment says Valentine's Investigations. It's a dingy little building by the Safeway. I share it with a massage parlour and a lawyer. My name's Finn Valentine. I'm short, scruffy, covered in tattoos. My liver should be on life support and, oh yeah, magic is real. Surprise. Magic lives just below the surface of your pretty little world. Nobody really knows when it came back or if it's always been there. Don't let those books about boy wizards fool you. This magic is more chainsaw than pet hamster with a lightsaber. Some consider me a dabbler in the magical arts. Mostly I get by with my charming personality and some borrowed tricks. That's why I'm making these graveyard tapes. Kinda morbid why I called them this, because magic goes back to the dawn of time, when caveman A learned to start a fire with some tools, and caveman B figured out how to conjure fire. Thus, caveman A feared what caveman B represented, and caveman B went into hiding before he took a club to the head. After that, magic retreated back into the quiet recesses of the world. But I see the signs all the time. A loved one goes missing, fairy signs outside their door, or a shifter punches a door off a truck. Okay, that last one's a little bit funny. But I want to give you listeners answers. I want to give you something to hold on to. So if one of these days I finally screw up a job bad enough to end in the dirt, at least I get to go out knowing I help someone see the world really is. When I say I take the stuff of nightmares, I'm not kidding. They're real. I should know. The South End Shifters paid my rent this month. They're a fun lot. They still complain about the South Albert Earls moving from the east to the west side of the street. Say it messes with the lines of force or something, I don't know. And the old Earls had really good nachos. I want you to know what really goes on, good listener. That for every computer glitch, there's a tech pixie who may have just decided to mess with the flow of electricity. That cute punk you check out, they may be able to turn into a 5-foot-tall ferret that can shred steel like tissue paper. I'll let you in on the first big secret of the world. The Hotel Saskatchewan, a giant monument to bloody excess, has a nasty little secret beneath the gold exterior. Every year the building shifts just a little bit and the clock in the lobby rotates. For you non-magic types, it's just a neat little bit of knowledge. To the rest of us, it's the calling of the corners. Sort of like a supernatural election, except it all happens in one evening and everything's up for grabs. Every year, the magical factions of the city gather up to cut up territory, barter, swagger, and negotiate. They all come when the corners call. The Madame Yes Vampires, the South End Shifters, the Tech Pixies, the City Hall Goblins. Somehow the goblins keep the lion's share of the power, despite their smell. There's a few minor gods in the city as well. One of them's a close acquaintance of mine. People call her the Inked Goddess, but she's got many names. She lets me call her N. She occasionally recharges my spells as long as I remember to pay. I run into her sometimes. It's never really by accident. On the night of the calling, I'm outside the Hotel Saskatchewan, having a puff as I wait for the others to show. Threadripper is perched on my shoulder. She's a tech pixie, my go-to for tech support, and often the only magical being that I haven't gone above and beyond to anger. She's prattling on about the newest phone release, something I know that's far beyond my current finances.
Upgraded to the newest phone, you wouldn't need to keep a magical battery sewn into your duster.
Yeah, but unlike you, I need to pay. Oberon isn't giving me an otherworldly phone plan to keep track of his kiddies in the world of the real.
Valentine!
A woman's voice calls from behind me. I close my eyes and join the last drag of the cigarette before I'm likely to get a beatdown of some kind. Hopefully, it's just physical. I couldn't take a verbal beatdown tonight. Anne holds out a slender, ink-stained hand to me, expecting me to share what's left of my smoke. Curlicues of ink dance down her wrist and along her hands. I relinquish the last of my cigarette. She takes a deep pull and studies me with green eyes that seem just a little too bright, like they're reflecting an unseen light source. That's how it feels when Anne stares you down, like a lamp is in your face and you're squinting to see what's around it.
Valentine, you haven't come by the shop lately.
I've been chasing down, you know, cases, leads. It's busy times, Anne.
You must be running on empty by now. Let's take a look at your lighter.
I roll up my sleeve, displaying a tattoo of a woman holding a lighter. She has a bright red hair, a crooked green, holding a Zippo in one outstretched hand. The ink looks faded, but a few slivers of colour remain. I reckon there's a little left in the tank.
You're joking, right? Here, let me help you with that.
She runs a thumb over the tattoo. The colours brighten. In a moment, the image looks as fresh as the day I first pulled off the bandages.
You owe me 300 for the last recharge, Valentine. Whatever jobs you pick up tonight, I'm expecting a cut.
Oh, you got it. Frederick, I'll make sure I get you the money before I even think of a new phone.
But there's a new model out on Wednesday, and I've been itching to open up the back. You promised me, Valentine.
You tell that ink goddess, then.
Fine.
I'm heading inside. Thanks for the smoke, Fingal. I'll take it as a down payment.
Don't call me that. Not even my mother calls me Fingal. How'd you suss her out, anyway?
Give me some credit, Valentine. I am a god.
She glides up the steps and the doorman almost falls over himself when she winks at him. Me, though, not so much. He doesn't look as happy as when I walk up, but he holds the door open anyway. I wink at him, too. The Hotel Sask is a beautiful place. Marble floors, mahogany, everything. Some place that usually takes offense at guys like me even being in the lobby. Tonight, though, there's monsters about. I don't look so bad compared to some of them. A woman in a sharp green suit raises her hands to the masses. It's Madeline, the newly minted Goblin Queen.
I welcome you all to the calling of the corners. I hope you all came ready to bargain, and may the best monster win.
Looks like the City Hall Goblin's got a new boss.
Yeah, I get the feeling the old leader's retirement package sucked. The Goblin Queen, Madeline, something or other. I can never pronounce her last name. Still annoys the hells out of her every time I mess it up. Most of the City Hall Goblins look like they sleep in their suits and don't even take them when they shower. Not that they look like they've ever showered. The Queen, on the other hand, looks like plastic and Botox. She looks like she put on her Sephora angry.
Hello, Valentine.
Flack! I didn't see you looming over there. Flack is the leader of the South End Shifters. They've never seen a tattoo gun, safety pin, or a leather vest they'd ever turn down. The thing about shifters, they have two bodies. They can inhabit a body while the other sleeps in some kind of void dimension. I've heard it called the Nether, but it's the equivalent of a supernatural gym locker. Probably smells like a gym locker too. Bottom line, they're strong, hard as hells to kill, and probably one of the most on-the-level factions in this city. Oh, and they're always ready to share their brews. If they like you, and they're drunk enough. Flack is a 6.5-foot slab of muscle, covered in a half acre of tattoos that's just his human form. He can call on a wolf form when he really wants to start some trouble. I heard rumours he used to be a professional boxer until they finally kicked him out for being a little too hungry for a fight. He's got a beard that makes my 3-day-old stubble look like a 6th-grader's mustache and commands the respect of the shifter faction through loyalty and muscle and whatever code of honour the shifters live by.
Looks like they'll let any old rabble in here later, yeah?
Hey, did they at least delouse you and your hound before they let you in?
Valentine, do you have a death wish?
My hound? Yeah, Risa's here. She loves getting out of here and dealing with these popped collars and stuffed shirts.
She's fun to have in a tussle.
She says hi.
Tell that punk ferret from me to go to hell. Any hell she likes.
She's not going to apologize for stealing your girl, Valentine.
That's fair. Risa. She's the hound of the shifters. Flack calls the shots while Risa keeps internal politics in check. Flack may look like a big bad wolf, but Risa packs the same amount of attitude into a body half his size. I'd like to tell her that a shifter ferret is the funniest thing I've ever seen. She got tired of hearing it, stole my girlfriend, and ripped the door off my car.
I remind you all that there is no violence during the calling. We are here to negotiate in good faith. To that end, we have emissaries here to ensure peace between us holds. Finn Valentine has graciously offered to volunteer his services.
Me and Threadripper are pleased as punch to serve in the council. I take checks, cash, amulets, or maybe Ugly's hat there.
No, have my hat.
Ugly is Madeline's hound. It's not his name, but it's accurater. For the record, I never bothered learning his name. Anything that stupid deserves names given.
Of course, the magic community brings its best and brightest. We also have a special guest, Anne, the Inked Goddess, who's graciously left her shop to visit us tonight.
My queen, it is an honor to be invited. I hope my request to have ley lines through my shop can be reviewed this evening.
Of course, Inked Goddess. We wouldn't want those humans you serve to be left to their own demons, would we?
Thank you, my queen.
I admire your restraint, Goddess.
A little bit of patience and restraint go a long way, Finn.
Heads up, Valentine. Douche canoe approaching.
What? Oh, hells. Hello, Cassius.
Indeed. Anne. Delightful to see you again, Street Goddess. You know, if you were to throw in your lot with us, we'd make sure ley lines were available for all of your little projects.
Vampires. Ugh. I'm sure you've read Dracula, maybe Queen of the Damned. Those vampires are all about immortal passions, sleeping in dirt, mooning around castles like a bunch of ponces. I just thought those capes and ruffled shirts were daft as all hells. For the record, I wish the vamps were held to that. They traded in the gothic lace for rider jerseys and coffins for box seats. They see the Queen of the Damned phase as something they regret. They used their eternal life to invest in things like oil and stuff to buy themselves Escalades and Teslas. They own all the housing and development companies in the city, which means they own the city itself. They'll fight for tax breaks harder than they'll ever throw down for blood. No one here likes vampires. They can pass the closest to human without worrying about their magical side poking through. I can't afford not to like them. They mostly like to have me on retainer, even though they're always arguing out of pain. Cassius, how are things? Hard at work turning the downtown into a big parking lot.
Mr. Valentine, you are well aware that that is not my name anymore. You can call me Tim.
Sorry, Tim. Tim with a Y. You know that being rude to a goddess is probably a great way to end up in a new round of trouble.
If you want a round of trouble, Mr. Valentine, you can take it up with City Hall on Monday when they check on the status of your business license.
Expect you're busy getting your blood through Skip the Dishes.
That company was a wise investment. Now, Mr. Valentine, why don't you take your video game fashion sense and your borrowed magic and go enjoy your office while you still have it.
Valentine's on retainer for the Queen tonight. Pick a fight with him and it's a violation of the calling. My crew is happy to back him up.
Ah, you shifters, you're not worth it tonight. Besides, we're primed to have your bar's ley line moved.
Best get stepping. Reza's likely sizing you up, and I bet she doesn't need her ferret body to take you on.
Yes. Best not to step in trash. I don't want that stink all over my Santonis.
You shouldn't pick on the boss of the vampires. You know he can buy out the agency, and I don't think it would even dent his petty cash.
I have enough bad debts. He's not going to waste the time.
Now, let us look at the distribution of sovereign territories and the zoning of ley lines. First up, the northern
wastelands. You don't need to hear this stuff. It's all bureaucracy. I couldn't afford a ley line to save my life. Besides, this is where the City Hall goblins get involved and you don't want to go near those pricks. We call them the CHGs. The vampires may have the money and the power to go with it, but nothing real gets done without the CHGs running it through their infernal machines. If you ever need a permit for your hellhound, a ley line routed through your Faraday cage, or you just want to resurrect a few ghouls for a quick job, you have to call the CHGs. We all depend on them. And brother, they know it. The goblins have hired me to investigate anything from vandalism to embezzling. Once I help bring up a ring of illegal ley line siphons. They pay reliably well, even though the paperwork is a massive headache.
We have a bid for a ley line under the comic readers on South Albert.
I beg it in on this. Risa would have my hide if I didn't retain that place. She really got saga a while back.
Vaughn and Staples, what's not to love?
That concludes the zoning negotiations for the evening. And now, with the 20th turn of the Earth, the Janus coin is once again welcome to a new owner.
The Janus coin. You can see the energy in the crowd shift. Every 20 years, the coin comes up for grabs. Whoever holds the coin is no longer beholden to the weaknesses of their kind. Sunlight won't burn you. Silver won't wound you. Plus free Wi-Fi wherever you go.
Persons and creatures, I present the Janus coin. This is clearly a misunderstanding. Please stay calm and we will bring out the coin.
At this point, I'm not asking where the coin has gone or who took it. I'm asking why the hell's is Queen Madeleine looking at me?
Valentine. Valentine, come with me. Come with me.
When the Queen says come along, you best come along.
I've cast a calming spell over the mob out there. That will give us a little time.
Moves a little ugly out there. Kind of like a hound.
Enough. A few quips and a couple tricks aren't going to help your situation.
My situation?
This is unacceptable, magician. We employed you to keep the peace.
All due respect, your highness. I recall no moment when we agreed I was keeping an eye on the coin.
Hound, please remind Mr. Valentine of our agreement with him.
Now, ugly.
Once, every 20 years, the Janus coin takes material form. It can be held, bound to an owner, shoved into intimate places if you like. It is power given shape, Valentine. Without that coin, there is no peace in the Queen City. Do you understand? Hound, help him understand. Any other questions, Mr. Valentine?
Are you sure I can't have Ugly's hat?
No, have hat!
I know. I should have kept my mouth shut.
I expect you to find the coin before the end of the evening, or my hound will help you. He'll start with that little tech pixie and maybe that human-loving little demigoddess. I'm sure they'd be good suspects to begin with.
Touch her. Ugh, I'll show you what a street magician's capable of, Ugly.
Please, Mr. Valentine, you're wasting time, and your tattoos are barely visible.
Oh, we should book it. Maybe leave town for a while.
Anne's not leaving, and I ain't bailing on her. She may be a goddess, but outside the shop, she's about as durable as we are. While I was recovering from my ugly-induced injuries, the Queen had worked her magic and convinced the masses that the coin wasn't stolen, merely being shipped to the hotel. Extra security. The factions were free to eat, drink, and conduct their own deals in the meantime.
Hey, look, it's Zero Day. He hates you.
Tech Pixies. Threadripper's one of my best friends. Also my secretary, tech support, and general, My Girl Friday. Not all of them I was willing to work with humans, though. The Pixies were originally from the land of Never Never, where Oberon and Titania ruled. They used to come by our world, taking a play or two, abduct a child for kicks. But after seeing what the world held, with its cold iron and YouTube videos that screwed with the laws keeping magical beings secret, he decided it wasn't worth it. They sealed the doors to the Never Never, but some of the Pixies ended up trapped here. The Never Never provided them with their magic, long life, and delightful disposition. Without it, they started to fade away. The first pixie discovered a use for the scraps of magic they still had. They pulled their craft into micro-circuits and invisible waves, found something eldritch in the wires. As someone who said the only difference between magic and science is the belief, and the pixies took it to heart. As they learned to play with the world of Wi-Fi and web servers, they abandoned their old names given by Oberon and adopted new ones. That's why they all sound like extras from The Matrix. I've known Threadripper for years, and she still won't tell me her old name.
0 Day's looking at you. I think he wants your attention.
No, I think he wants... What the hell's my phone? It's hot!
0 Day, stop it!
Guess I'm upgrading now.
I'll see if I can fix it.
Bloody hells, mate. Do you know how long it takes to get a phone shipped these days?
Maybe if you upgraded to a real phone, I couldn't short it out that easy.
You son of a Mac.
Come on, Thread. I'm just having a bit of fun.
I'm in a forgiving mood tonight anyway. As a matter of fact, I'm in a giving mood. Here.
Is that what I think it is?
It sure is. I got this from my South American sources. Your pixie clan in Paraguay is sitting on a hoard of this stuff.
And that's for me?
In return for a small favour, help me, and this little treasure is yours. That little treasure, by the way, it's a tall, frosty can of Murder Buzz Monster Energy Drink, sour apple flavour. It's the vilest stuff in creation. It tastes like clown sweat. They withdrew it from production after 2 dozen young folks in the peak of health died of combined liver failure, heart attack, and something called swollen tongue syndrome. Tech Pixies love it.
Name your favour.
Jarnus Coin. You know it's not on the way to the hotel. Someone took it, and I need to find that someone. Help me track it down.
I knew she was lying. For that stuff, I'll keep quiet. Even give you a freebie.
I'm listening.
There's magic here tonight.
Wow. I even hand it to you, mate. That's the news of the day. Magic at the calling of the corners.
Okay. Yes, there's the faction magic. Whatever fruit janky magic you possess. And even the ink goddess magic. But there's one extra source tonight, and I've never picked up on it before.
You say we got another player tonight?
Uh-huh. He's got magic like yours, just a lot louder. He's a clean 5G signal, and you're basically two cans in a string.
Think about ugly punching you in the gut. Multiply it by 10.
Here, let me help you with a bit of the old face second sight. I could give you a bit of our old magic for a few moments.
Okay, what's the ritual? Silicone dust and mistletoe juice in the eyes.
No, just take a sip of the old murder buzz.
Ah, Christ.
He ain't gonna help you, Valentine. Just a sip of discontinued and possibly lethal energy drink.
Here's the non-swollen tongues. Oh, bollocks of Odin! The horrible sensation of illegal energy drink hitting my stomach instantly made me sweat. My vision clouded, my tongue started tingling, my eyes showed me the second world just underneath the surface. The energy lines and patterns of force and intention made plain as day. I've got a nose for magic, and I know a few spells to trace its remains, but this was something new. Threadripper glowed so brightly I couldn't look directly at her, and was all lines and mandalas that shifted with her thoughts. I wondered for a moment if I could read what she was thinking. Better not, though. Goddesses need their secrets. I looked around to see if there was any sign of old magic still lingering in the air. The various factions, at the very least, a sliver of the old magic. The Jarnus coin should be a little brighter. There were traces of the coin in the air, but they were subtle. So whoever swiped the coin was here. Twisted in with the coin's magical essence was something new. It was heavy, reading something stronger than any of the factions. Oh, I didn't like it. What the hell's is that? My tongue stopped tingling and the second light faded.
What are you up to, Valentine? If I didn't know any better, I'd swear you and your little whatever that is are on the hunt.
Nah, just doing my security duties, keeping you bloodsuckers from starting any drama.
You know, the Janus coin was supposed to be ours this year. My spies told me the goblins had already made their decision. We assisted the queen with that unpleasant business around the great pothole and those spirits that came crawling out.
Yes, Cassius, I remember. You hired me to put those ghosts to rest.
And you did an excellent job, for which you were well paid.
So, are you looking to hire me out for anything tonight?
Let us say, the Janus coin wasn't on its way to the hotel right now. Let us say that it is indeed missing. And if that's the case, and you were to uncover it, I could make it worth your while to eliminate the middleman and deliver it to its rightful owners.
Which would be you.
That it would.
Of course, the coin isn't missing.
Of course not.
See you around, Cassius.
Please, Fingal. My name is Tim.
Oi, Flack, Razor.
Hello, Valentine.
How's that ex-girlfriend of mine?
Satisfied.
There's some serious tension in there. Guessing someone's not happy the Janus coins hasn't arrived yet.
Nah, it's all fine.
You are such a bad liar, Valentine.
It's true.
You want to know what else you're bad at?
Someone has the coin, and you're looking for it. Let us help. I bet we could find the answer in 5 minutes flat if we started twisting some heads off.
Appreciate the offer, but every vamp and goblin here has probably got a bit of silver in their pockets. Besides, I'm on the case.
Great! Drunky Pan and Techno Tinkerbell are going to save the day. I say we call a battle party and recover the coin for good. I bet the vamp stole it.
I talked to Zero Day. He thinks it's another player altogether.
Okay then, we aren't calling a battle party. If Valentine needs our help, we'll offer it good and proper. We'll keep the peace here. Just figure out what stole the coin fast.
That's the plan, friends. Reza, can I borrow a button from your vest?
I'm gonna pretend you didn't ask me that.
I promise to give it back as soon as I'm done.
Ugh, fine, alright.
Thank you very much. Have you seen Anne anywhere?
I think she's over by the dessert platter.
Wow! You know, most human women are out of your league, Valentine. Don't go chasing goddesses.
I'll stick to the whiskey and smokes that I'm used to. Oi, you with the cheesecake.
Is there ever an event where everyone is actually on the up and up?
That was that Grey Cup game? We were too trash to start anything.
We're past jokes on this one, Finn. Every faction wants to come out on top and officially take this city.
What about you? What would the coin do for a goddess like yourself?
I could craft stronger tattoos for those who come for my help. Not everyone needs a fireball or a shield spell, Val. Some people just need a little push to know that they aren't alone in this world.
Really? All that power and you just help some poor soul with an anxiety disorder or a nasty ex?
If the coin isn't properly recovered, the factions are going to squabble. The damage won't stop at our borders. People, normal people, are going to get hurt.
Zero Day says there's some magic outside. Another player. I caught a whiff of it earlier. It's heavy stuff. Thick. Can you feel it?
Let me try. Shh! Get this cheesecake away from me or I won't be able to focus.
My God, this is good cheesecake. Is that key lime in there? Picking up some kind of flavor, maybe raspberry or...
Shush! Finn, come with me. I feel something. It's up on the second floor.
I need a little extra charge.
Here you go. Just this once.
Let's go get our magic then. Dreadripper, stay here and keep an eye out, yeah?
For what?
Figure out what they're putting in that cheesecake. We took the marble steps up to the second floor. Anne led the way, but even I could sense it now. That twisted magic, a rope of so many strands all braided together. Anne, it's here. It's all around us. And where are you?
She is elsewhere.
What? How? Wait, Who? That's the word I want. Who are you?
I'm a man of quality and rare taste. You, on the other hand, are neither of those things, Finn Valentine.
Did you just call me Valentine?
Unlicensed investigator. Street magician. Possessor of old magics. But you hide behind parlor tricks borrowed from the Inked Goddess. That's cute.
You know all this about me, but you can't pronounce my name.
What does it matter? Your name is borrowed or stolen, like everything else about you and everything that you possess.
My name is Glorious Pain in the Arse, as far as you're concerned. It's a private event, mate. I'll help you.
Oh, I've quite helped myself.
The bloody Jonas coin.
See here. You wouldn't believe the rarity of an artifact like this. I've been waiting eons for it to appear for me. You know, I knew Janus. Good listener.
I don't care if you know Mick Jagger, mate. That coin's not yours. Pulled my zipper out of my coat and held the flame against one of my tattoos. The ink lit up, fire running down my forearm and pooling in the palm of my hand. I made a fist and swung hard at his stomach.
Wonderful. Borrowed magic. You think those parlor tricks can do anything to me? Why not use the true magic within you?
I'm just getting started.
No. We're done here.
I swung at him again. This time he stepped back with a hell of a lot of grace for someone so massive. Then he swung back and caught me square in the face. Stars, hearts, and pretty birds. I met the floor. Hard.
Oh, Mr. Valentine. It's been a pleasure. Well, not for you. Maybe. But I have had a banner evening. Ta-ta for now. And do pick yourself up off the floor. It's embarrassing.
The man drew a line in the air, muttered a couple of words, and ripped a tear in the world. Not even a mystical door, the edges of the tear were bleeding pure reality. This guy had ugly, old magic, and he didn't care about any mess he might leave behind.
Hey, Valentine. Still with us?
Something's been here, but I can't smell where it ran.
Boss, are you okay?
Nothing to hit the spa won't cure. Have you seen Anne?
She popped up next to me by the dessert cart. Valentine, she's shaken. I didn't know anything could shake a demigod.
I don't care how big and bad he is. He's bound by rules, same as any other magic creature. I think it's been a long time since anyone's forced him to play by the rules, and that's how we're going to get him.
We're going to get some guy who can cut through reality on a whim?
Yeah, but we haven't got much time. He's about to figure something out, and it's going to make him very angry. Thread, go find Anne. Flack, and tell the Queen I found her thief. Reza, come with me.
Where are we going?
To the roof. Say, can I borrow another button?
Boss.
Yeah?
It was Huskett berry. That's what they put in the cheesecake.
Huh. I would put money on gooseberry.
Valentine, it's cold up here. I hate the cold.
Don't worry, this won't take long. I'm just making a salt circle.
Did you have a salt shaker on you this whole time?
Table salt in one pocket for spells and warding. Kosher salt in another pocket for pasta. Alright, friends. Now we just have to wait.
For what?
Valentine.
What do you know? He can pronounce my name.
So, where is it?
What, your precious coin? Didn't you just show it to me?
Oh, that. That was a fake. A cheap glamour, unfortunately. It's a button that says Fogiri for mayor.
Of course it's a fake. You think the queen would just leave the real Jonas coin out in the open where any fancy ponce can grab it? I stole that coin days ago.
I want the real thing, Valentine. Give it to me.
Play me for it.
Play you?
Play me. If I win, I keep the coin you leave here forever. If I lose, I give you the real coin. Even throw some of my old magic you picked up on.
Tempting. But why don't I just punch you into the air, take the coin, and then leave? Or better yet, I burn up your friends here, crack open your demigod, and scoop out her magic with one hand.
Well, sure you could, but isn't it more fun to see if you can beat me at my own game first?
All right, Valentine. I'll win your stupid little game. Take your coin, take your magic, and your coat. And maybe I might just take a few of your teeth.
Fair terms. Place your stake in the middle of the ring. Throw in your button, and here's the Janus coin. We're doing 3-card Monty.
Really?
What else? My collector friend, I have an unopened deck from downstairs. Will you open the deck and cut the cards?
Give it here.
Here you are, gentlemen. The Queen of Hearts is the winning card. Watch it closely. Follow it with your eye. Here it is. Now here. Now here. Now where? You point it out the first time, you win. But if you miss, you lose. Here it is, you see. Now watch it again. This is the Queen of Hearts. Gentlemen, is the winning card. I take no bets from paupers, cripples, or orphan children. The Queen of Hearts. It's my regular trade, gentlemen, to move my hands quicker than your eyes. I always have 2 chances to your 1. The Queen of Hearts. Is your sight quick enough? You beat me and I pay. If not, I beat you and I take your money. The Queen of Hearts. Who will go? Me, coin of the dead gods. It's very plain and simple, but you can't always tell. Here you are, gentlemen, the Queen and the Queen. Where is it?
A pitiful gamble from a pitiful magician. The Queen is in your right sleeve.
Ah, crap.
You know, I expected very little from you, Valentine, and yet you found a way to disappoint me. Thank you for the coin. I'll keep that button, too. And as for you...
Let go of him!
It's... okay, Fleck!
Stop! I am the Queen of the Calling. This is a game performed upon calling grounds without my authorization. The earnings are officially property of the supernatural community of the Queen City.
I don't answer to you, goblin.
But you have to answer to the law of hospitality. You're a guest here, committing violence on one of the hosts. You're not going anywhere.
Shifters, bind him. Take him below.
Ridiculous! An archaic law! Meaningless. Valentine, I'll be seeing you again.
And now I'll take those earnings.
My queen, the collector, did not have the coin.
I beg your pardon.
He was carrying around a fake. Take a look.
Fougère Formaire.
I think he stole the coin, moved it to another location, and enchanted a button to look like the Janus coin. Probably so he could pretend to return it if he was caught and buy himself time while he got away.
Then... what was he playing for?
I told him I'd found his hiding place. Once he bought it, I just had to keep him occupied till you got here.
Valentine, you're giving me a headache. I guess we'll question him until he gives up the actual location. This is a job for the interrogators now. You are relieved.
Excellent. So do I get to check from you or ugly here?
I beg your pardon? You allowed the coin to be stolen out from under us. You failed to track it down. You started a fight on the night of the calling. And you wasted your time playing cards when you should have just come straight to me. You're lucky I don't throw you in a room with your collector friend and let him take it out on you.
Ugly, your queen has demanded that you give me your hat.
Goodbye, Valentine.
Anne, can you join me outside for a smoke? Why the evening, wouldn't you say?
I don't need any more like this for a while.
Say, what is I owe you?
Honestly, 300? Finn, don't worry about it right now.
Think it's worth 300?
Fougère Formaire.
Look again, Anne.
Oh my gods, Finn!
I figure you could do some good with the Janus coin. Help out whoever comes to your store, whether they're human or supernatural.
Did the collector have the coin this whole time?
Nah. I switched out a really good fake for a really bad one.
When?
During the fight when he was kicking my ass. I did some astute psychological research on the collector. determined he was the kind of wanker who was too busy gloating to notice a pixie pick in his pocket.
So how'd you get the real coin?
Like I told the collector, I stole it days ago. Switched it out for a fake. Didn't think someone would be bold enough to steal it.
Then why lure him out for a game?
Had to get him out in the open so the queen could take a piece. Didn't matter if he believed me about the coin. I figured he'd want the chance to beat me at something else. Besides, Ugly and company were itching to blame us for the coin. I'm good at being the bad guy, but I wasn't seeing your good name on the same list as mine.
Next time, stop by my shop. If you're going to take on whatever this was for me, I'd rather make sure your tattoos were actually charged up.
I miss being able to heal myself. You know that tattoo that can cure a hangover too?
Sounds like the calling has begun.
Me and Ripper are gonna slip out.
Don't you want to see what happens next?
Nah, I'm gonna go home, pour myself a glass, maybe watch Battlestar Galactica. I'll know tomorrow morning when they bust down my door.
Take care of yourself, Fingal.
I always do.
You never do. Maybe one day you'll learn.
Case one is dedicated to my first writing partner, Freya. Thank you. And with that, the first Graveyard Tapes comes to a close. There are many people who are responsible for this, and I feel you all deserve to be acknowledged and thanked. First up on the list is Rick the Whitebird. Thank you for doing such a wonderful take on Threadripper. I look so forward to the antics you're going to get into as we continue. Up next is, of course, Chase Hunter. He's got the role of Valentine. Valentine was a character I originally planned on taking, and you blew me out of the water. Thank you for taking on such a challenging role and making it awesome. Up next, of course, is our resident leader of the Shifters, as well as our Discord server admin, Nils the Red, Ginger the Viking of the North, Savior of Damsels, Owner of Manly Beards, and Giver of Blair Glomps. Also the writer of his own titles. We'll leave that alone. Of course, up next is Nerdy Chicken. She took on the role of Madeline. Thank you, as always, for bringing such a wonderful skill to the table, and you really did Madeline justice. Thank you. Angela the Short, you took on the role of Zero Day for this show. Thank you. It was a great time listening to you. You really, really brought out the text pixie. So thank you so much. Caitlin, of course, you took on the role of Riza, one of the characters that is nearest and dearest to my heart, and you brought that little mouthy ferret to life. Thank you. Of course, there is also the Collector, brought to us by Miguel, a.k.a. Crypt Fox. You made him sound so evil, you actually gave me shivers while I was listening to it, so thank you so much for taking the time with this. And finally, last and definitely not least, considering Aiden, dude, thank you so much for taking on the role of editor, doing Cassius, and of course, Ugly. I'm sorry about all the hat jokes. Not really, but without you, this wouldn't be a thing, so thank you so much, dude. Finally, everyone who's listening to this and you think it's interesting or fun or whatnot, please let me know on Twitter at JustDrawnRadio. Our next show will be in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.